And we are ready to go on today's Daf Yud Beis. And we are holding in the middle of the story of Miriam and the Zechus of the Shifra of Apua. And the last thing that we had learned was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded them with Batim. And we said Batim could include Batei Malchut if we hold that it was Isha Ubita. And how did we know that David HaMelech has anything to do with Miriam? So we traced it to the fact that Kolev married Ephrat. And David is called Ben Ish Ephrati, which relates him all the way back to Miriam here and to Yitziat Mitzrayim. So now this is a fascinating thing. Once already we get into the idea of Kolev marrying Miriam. That is strange because like there's no indication in that pasuk that it's specifically Ephrat we're talking about in terms of Miriam. So now the Gemara wants to go into the whole story, which is Merumas in different places in Divrei HaYamim, the centrality of that Kolev and Miriam relationship. And so we go directly to the source. The Kolev ben Chetzron holid et Azuva Isha ve'et Yiriot ve'ela Bonea. So first of all, who is this? Kolev ben Chetzron doesn't sound like Kolev ben Yefuneh. No, but it's in the middle of the story of Yehuda. And ve'ela Bonea Yesher v'shova v'yardon. So first of all, let's start at the beginning over here. What is this exactly, Kalev ben Chetzron? Who is that? Ben Chetzron. I mean, everybody knows Kalev is Kalev ben Yefuneh. No, that just means ben shepina me'atzat meraglim. Pana me'atzat meraglim means that his whole personality is defined as the guy who turned aside from the meraglim. Okay, so let's say even Oritz. He wasn't really ben Yefuneh, but he certainly wasn't ben Chetzron. If anything, he was the son of Knaz. I'll prove it to you, because it says Otniel ben Knaz, Achi Kalev. Did you get that? Now, if Otniel is ben Knaz, so then that means that he is, Kalev is his brother, so he must also be ben Knaz. Says Rava, no, he was a stepson to Knaz. But all it means is that he's Otniel ben Knaz's brother. But he was a half-brother. But since Knaz raised him, so he was called ben Knaz. But I'll show you that that's true. See, we're not just stop saying that, because look, by Otniel, it calls him Otniel ben Knaz. But by Kolev, it calls him Haknizi. Kolev ben Yefuneh Haknizi. What's Haknizi? Say ben Knaz if he's ben Knaz. If ben Yefuneh only means ben Shepanan, it's a word that is used. Remember, Devar HaYomim uses names the way certain Indian tribes use names to define things that happen. This becomes, and the Gemara often does this, even in there's Tanoim and Amoroim who trace their names. They're different things at different points. So over here, he is called, in Yoshua, he's called Kolev ben Yefuneh Haknizi. So it must mean that he's Haknizi, meaning Shmamina, that he's a member of the household of Knaz, but not that he was literally born of Knaz. So now we know who he really is. He's ben Chetzron, he's called ben Yefuneh al-Shem Meraglim, and he's called Haknizi because of the fact that he was raised by Knaz. Okay, so we got the first three words straight, right? So then it says, Holid et Azuva. So first of all, we're going to see that Holid doesn't really mean that he gave birth to Azuva. It turns out that he married her. But Azuva is Miriam. Why was she called Azuva? She called Hakol Azvua Mitchilata. The truth is that we will not fully appreciate the depth of the interrelated issues here until we see all of the varied references. Because Miriam, although the most striking manifestation of Miriam in the Chumash is her tzarat, so we understand that there's elements of illness that's associated with her. As a matter of fact, Kel na refa na la, the tvua for refua was said on Miriam. Later on, she's referred to, we're going to see that she's called Chela'a, because she was sick. It was holy. And we talk about her in all kinds of different ways that reflected her pallor and her illness and her weakness and so on. So this is the first one, but when you get to see the pattern, you realize we're not just taking a name and looking at this particular name. The truth is that here she's called Azuva, because nobody wanted to marry her. Initially, when she was ill, she was a big turnoff. And then it says he was holid, but you just said that he married Miriam. You said you brought a raya before that he married Miriam. That was the raya that Miriam had batei malchut. So how come it says over here he gave birth to her, holid? Alominsev avinasev, I was married to Miriam. Om Reb Yochanan, that's true. However, there's a very important thing that we learn from here, which is that a person who marries a woman, l'shem shamayim, is considered as if he gave birth to her. He renewed her. He turned her into a different person. So kol anosi isha l'shem shamayim ma'aleh alav ha-katuv ki'ilu yalada. Now, this woman, Holidat Azuva, and Yiriot. Why was she called Yiriot? She's called Yiriot because Hoyu Ponea Domim Li Yiriot. She was so white, such a pallor from her illness that they actually called her Yiriot. She was like white curtains. Ve'ilu Baneha. But this doesn't really mean Eila Baneha. This is a reference to the elements of Kalev, who was Bone, his wife. Ela Boneha. I'll take her Boneha, Ela Boneha. In this case, since we see that the Pasuk is defining the resurrection, so to speak, of Miriam, and it says Vatomot. It's like she died. That's because Sarat is Dom Elamait. So it was mamish like a resurrection. So the Boneha, meaning her husband Kalev, is given these names. He's called Yesher. Why is he called Yesher? She shared at that smoke. He kept himself straight when it came to the Meraglim. Shovav. Sheshivevet Yitzro. He was morayed against his own Yetzer. We call Klal Yisrael Bata Shoveva. You know, the wild one who doesn't listen. You don't listen. A kid who doesn't listen is called a Shovav. So over here, he didn't listen to his Yetzer. So they called him the Shovav. Ardon Shirida et Yitzro. Lashon of Rodeh. Who Rodeh? So that he forced now the Yetzer away when it was trying to get him to go. You see, boy, this Meraglim stuff was a killer. But the point is the desire for it. I mean, the fact that the guy almost had to kill himself not to fall into that trap. It's amazing. You see the power that's involved in it. Requires immense integrity. You share it, that small. You need to be somebody who doesn't listen. Because it's defining it in this way. You need to be a wild man, basically. Shovav, right? And then you have the power of Radia, Yifune, to turn aside. It's unbelievable. And it's bombish. You see, the getter of it must be similar to the Atzat HaMeraglim nowadays. There's always, the Atzat HaMeraglim is always to find a way to make the world work out in such drachim that it should be comfortable for you. You shouldn't be threatened, right? It's always looking for your advantage. That's what Yosef was saying to the brothers, Meraglim Atem. You know, basically, it's always a question of me. Now the question is, how can I make it work out for me? That's the point. So as you use information in a way that's twisted for your preconceived position, that is the most difficult thing not to go with it. So that's the bottom line. And on all the Lashon Hara today, and the media, so it's all in order to turn aside from that. You need to be Kalev Ben Yefuneh. It's like unbelievable. And the taiva of it, everybody's talking about it. Everybody believes it. You're not even part of the world if you don't want to work things out. It's incredible. Whole countries, civilizations, everything. What do you have? Guy who's going to be Yefuneh from that? It's like, you know, that's the dogma. The parsha ends with the lotaturo achrei neche. So everybody understands the pain of not following your yetzer when you just want to watch somebody beautiful. It's painful. He went through hell not to be a Mirago. It's just an incredible nekuda. People are mezalzel and big deal. You know. That's every name in the Rayom. Look at this man. So this is all a reference now to Kalei. Don't she yardad sheridat yitro? And Ikedemish, I'll show you, Panea Domim Leveret. He twisted the situation around 180 degrees. So the woman who was Yiriot, because of how pale she was, became known as Rosie. She was so beautiful and so shined like a rose. All of that was because of the man who was Ashur, etc., etc. So this was the guy that killed himself to turn her around the way he turned himself around. So it says, Ashur Avita Koa, Hayushtein Nashim, Chel'a, V'na'ara. So here now is another pasuk. Right? This is already the fourth reference, really. I mean, this is a Yoshua, Divrei Hayomim. This is like a thematic story in Tanakh. So this Ashur Avita Koa, who is this? Ashur is Kalev. Lomenek Shmo Ashur, Shushru Panav B'taniot. The man kept himself in a state of Tanit to avoid falling into the Meraglim. So he literally turned dark from it. Why was he called Avi Takoa? Avi Shenasela Ka'av. He became like a father in caring for her, taking her to doctors, bringing her to spas, using all kinds of the best health foods, medication, until she got better. So it's like a father does for a child. Why is he called Takoa? Shetakat Libola Aviv Shabashamai, which not coincidentally is he called Kalev. So it was Tokea et Libo. He stuck his heart in one place. And a Kalev is a woman's best friend. Which is exactly, no, seriously, it's exactly what happened to him over here, right? So he represents integrity, loyalty, and sticking to it. And now, he took these Shtei Nashim. These Shtei Nashim were not Shtei Nashim. It's Nas and Miriam, because Shtei Nashim, this same Miriam, who was originally Chel'a, that she was so sick that they called her the sick one, and Azuva, that everybody ran away from her, and Yiriot, that she was pale and sickly. became now na'ara. So lo chal'a v'na'ara, v'oi ala b'tchila chal'a ala b'sov na'ara. So she turned into a youngster again when he renewed her life, and she became once again a child, full of energy. Uvnei chela, now, what do we call her banim? Tzeret, v'tzochar, v'etnan. Now, these are just, again, when we talk about b'nei, it means the things that happened to this person that that person became. So tzeret, shenase tzara l'chavroteah. When she became na'ara, everyone else was put into secondary position in comparison to her. So they viewed her as a tzara. Tzohar, because her panea domim ketzorayev, she shined like the afternoon sun. Etnan, that's a weird name. That's the money that you give to a whore. Why would she be called an Etnan? She called haroe otam, olich Etnan liyishto. Anybody walked by her in the street, immediately ran home to his wife. He needs relief. She was such a turn-on. Vayitzav paro l'chalamo. Anyway, getting back to this story. So now we were in the middle of the discussion of the Zechut of Nashim Tzitkaniot and what it is that they had done and how Miriam was involved in that story, which began the whole parsha of the Vatetatzav Achoto. So Vayitzav paro l'chalamo and Rezav Rechanina af alamogas. I wasn't sure l'chalamo. There was a gezerah on all Egyptian children. Now, even though initially we saw Avanitzchak Malo, Leduno B'mayim, because it couldn't be any Mida Keneged Mida, that was, we saw the relationship to the council for the Jewish problem with the Eights of Bilam and so on and so forth. So that, why in the world would have they been Gozer on themselves if the problem was the period of Erivia of Yisrael that was driving them crazy? Vayakutsu. So why was he Gozer Alama? So, Omer Chanina, Shalosh Gezerot Gazar. There actually were three separate gezerot. First, there was something in private that was said to the Mialdot. They would not have been a genocidal, openly genocidal, but they wanted the population problem handled. Okay, so they told the Mialdot, let's do it secretly. So, b'tchila, they were gozer im ben hu v'amitem oto. Ulo b'sov, the second stage was, kol ha-bein ha-ilod ha-yo'orar tashlichu. So over there, they had information that they needed to get rid of. But obviously, if the concern was for population, it's absurd to get rid of males. As Haman points out, I mean, did anybody teach Paro about the birds and the bees? He said, I mean, what kind of stupidity is that? All you need is one male that's left. You impregnate all these women, get rid of the women. That's what you need to do. So the point of the Egyptians was that they were going after leadership. So they held, that's why the whole thing is so ironic. They held the leadership was only going to be the men. Lamais, an entire schus, was from Nashim from beginning to end. It was his own daughter that he hadn't handled. The little kids, it's all the girls. The men were a bunch of idiots. We'll see anyway, right? Because Amram went ahead. He was going to do worse than Paro. We'll see today's Gemara. So Lamaisa, this whole thing was a classic soothsayer issue. You know, go after the men. There'll be a Moshiach Shal Yisrael. And then they had this image, we'll see later on, that there was a vision that they had that this man was going to be destroyed by water, which was true. But it was the May Meriva. But they thought it would be destroyed by water. It's the old Duncan Wood story, you know. It doesn't mean anything. They'll tell you something, but it means absolutely nothing in practical terms because, yes, it'll be destroyed by water, meaning May Meriva. Okay, so fine. But they're convinced it means you have to drown him. So they made a gezerah. Lamai said they were drowning the Jewish kids. Moshe survived, so they keep seeing the simon. Hey, the guy's still around. So he finally decides, look, we got to go after the Egyptians too. I mean, which in fact was true, because in a way he was an Egyptian. I mean, the whole thing is a wild story. So they ended up being gozer on their own people. Alamo? Af alamo gozer. That's kol ha-bein. Vayelech ish v'beit levin. We're going to see more of that later. But vayelech ish, what do you mean vayelech? You don't, why can't you just say that vayikach ish v'beit levi et bat levi? What do you mean vayelech? He went where? Laechan alach. Omer of Yerub Arzvina, halicha is always a reference to a pattern within which you walk. Otherwise, you're not walking anywhere in particular. So where was that pattern? It was an Eitzah. So it was Holech Batzato. Who gave him an Eitzah? It was Halach Batzat Bito. It was all Miriam, basically. Because what had happened was that Amram was the Gadol Ador Hayah. So Kivan Sher Amar Paro Arasha Kol HaBeina Yiloda Yaora Tashlichu. So he said, what kind of craziness? The Shavanu Amelim, we're going to have children in order to give this guy a chance to drown them? Forget about it. Amad v'gireshet ishto. So he went ahead and divorced his wife? No, the Gadol Ador goes and divorces his wife, so everybody figures that's what you got to do. Amdu kulam v'gireshet ishtoteha. Here comes his little five-year-old daughter. She says to him, Amalo bito abba. Kashe gzeratcha yoter mishel paro. I mean, Paro was gozer ala zecharim. Ata gozer ala zecharim v'yala nekevot. Paro lo gozer ala balam hazeh. Because, okay, a child is born, they'll kill him, but once he's born already, he gets his chus to tchia. Your gozer b'olam ha'zolam haba, that there never will be such a child. Paro is a Russia. So safek mitkayemet, gzeirat osav again, not mitkayemet. Look, I mean, it's the old story of the Polish guy, right? You know, the story, the porridge, the dog, one of the dog, you know, he comes to this guy, I hear you know how to train dogs. They told me, you know the story? No, it's a great story. This porridge comes to a Jew, and he says to him, you know, I hear that you know how to train dogs. Yeah, okay. Okay, I want my dog to learn how to talk. And if you don't teach him how to talk, boom, you're dead. The whole city's dead. So the guy says, okay, you know, give me a half a year. Okay, so he takes the dog. Everybody says, what's going on? What, are you crazy? I got to teach a dog to talk. He says, look, first of all, the porridge, the rush is here today. He's got, maybe he'll die. And even if he lives, maybe the dog will drop dead. And you know what? If they both live, maybe the dog will learn how to talk. So she's saying, no, so Paro is geyser. No big deal. So tomorrow Paro will die. Who knows? But, I mean, if you're going to be geyser, it's really going to happen. So everyone will be megarish their wife. There won't be any children. You're tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekayem your gzeira. So gzeirato safek einu mitkayemet. But ata tzaddik, bevadai shegzeiratcha mitkayemet. Shenema vatigzor omer vayokum lach. Omad v'chzirat ishto. So he went and remarried. That's right, vayelech. He was following directions. Directions of who? Of his kid. So he went and he goes and he remarries. Amdu kulam v'chziru nishotehem. So they all go back. That means that from the very beginning, what we saw earlier about the Mialdot, that she was involved in bringing children into the world. It's very interesting. They just had on the internet a few months ago a 12-year-old who became a registered Mialdot. She was like all over the internet. This was like her dream from the time she was a little girl. Mom was the age of Miriam. And they finally got her into a chorus where she got a full, like there was no limit, there was no age. It didn't say anything about how old you have to be. And she went through the whole thing and she became a Mialdot. This was like her thing. So she's 12 years old. So, I mean, over here too. So she started off Miriam this way. So she basically was committed to them having children all along. That's the Efrat, the Lashon Pirayon, and so on, that is so connected to Moshe and to Malchus and so on. So, okay, they all remarried. So then it says, Vayikach et Bat Levi, but it's not Vayikach. I mean, that's how you make it seem like this is the first marriage. I mean, if it's really Halach Batzat Pitot, it should say Vayachzor, so Vayachzir Bat Levi. He took her back. I mean, isn't that the point that he took her back? So that's what it should have said over here. It should have said a lashon of chazara. Omer Rav Yehuda bar Zvina, it means that he made a real wedding. It's not a pshat. Okay, we'll take you back. He turned it into an affair. It was like a salam asela kuchin, hoshiva ba piryon. He made a beautiful chuppah, paid for a big wedding. Aaron and Miriam are meragdim lefanea, umalachei asharet amru hema banim smecha. It was like a major thing to change the whole approach of Klal Yisrael towards the gzerot of Paro. It's Bat Levi. It's a very funny way to refer to a woman who's 130 years old. You call her Levi's daughter. I mean, the Amr of Chama Rebbe Chanina, it's got to be a reference to back in the Shivim Nafesh, that Zu Yochevich or Ata Baderech v'leidata ben Achomot. We're referring over here to Bat Levi, to Yocheved herself, because it says she yaldaota la Levi ba Mitzray. What's the she yalda ba Mitzray? Who was born to Levi in Mitzrayim. And you're obviously trying to say something. In other words, she was born to Levi in Mitzrayim, but she had been conceived not in Mitzrayim. And yet, so how could she be counted in the Shivim Nafesh? Ela the pshat is, as they entered Mitzrayim, and they were walking through the walls of Mitzrayim, and there she was nolad, ben achomot. She was the transitional figure from Eretz Canaan to Eretz Mitzrayim, and that was her significance. So that, as the transitional figure, she actually births he who brings them back to Canaan. It wasn't Stam that she was the one who was the Leidas of Mitzrayim. Ve'in horata b'Mitzrayim, but she wasn't conceived in Mitzrayim, which means that it's now 130 years later. 130 years later, because it's going to be 210 years by the time they have finished the Shibud, when Moshe is going to be 80 years old. So now you're calling her at 130, Levi's daughter. I mean, come on, when do you grow up already? Right? So Nalduba must mean that she was indeed a girl, a young girl, a bat Levi, because Nalduba Simanei Naharut, she went through a re-puberty. So she was a bat, and she became young again. And so when he married her, because of this chus, of the commitment to Piri Verivya, she indeed became a youngster again. Vatahar ha'isha vateleit bein. Now the truth is, as we're going to see from the psukim, she obviously had been pregnant at the wedding. but remember, they'd been married. It wasn't so bad. So, but she had been pregnant already at the wedding for 3 months. She was just showing. You know, it's what it says. It was 3 months. So she was pregnant at the wedding. So what do you mean vatah? I mean, it's that she didn't need to conceive. She was already 3 months pregnant. Om Rav Yehuda ben Zvina, what it's doing is it's saying vatar, vatayled, is makish leidata lahorata, mahorata shelo bitzar, af leidata shelo bitzar. It's saying that when it comes to nashim tzitkoniot, you're going back to the commitment of having children, then you go outside of the pitka of Chava. Because Chava was the beginning of the me generation. So a me generation generates me's, and therefore it's painful. So you have the whole itzavon. There's sadness that's associated with it, but somebody who is a tzadekes, who is, it's all l'shem shamayim, l'shalohoyu bepitka shel Chava. Such women are not included in the pains that were given to Chava, and the same way that conception is no pain, liholada is no pain. That's vatar vatelet. It's all one piece of action. Vatera otoki tovu. How exactly did they look at this kid and decide that he's Tov? So Rabbi Meir Omer, she decided, that's his name. Tovu. Okay, this guy's kid's name is Tov. Tov Shmo. Rabbi said, well, it actually was Tuvia, you know. Rabbi Nechemia, Tovu means Hagun. Hagun la Neviut. She could sense that this is a spiritual child. He's going to have Neviut. Acherim Omrim nolad kishu mahul. He was Tov, is a reference to Mila. V'chachomim Omrim b'shar shenolad Moshe nitmalei abayit kulo or. That the house was filled with light. And we have exactly the same lotion. So re'iya of tov is or. So how exactly did she keep him for 3 months and get away from the Egyptians for 3 months? Somebody else could do that. Because the point here is that she was pregnant at the wedding. They didn't know that. They just take for granted. Jewish women are not usually pregnant at weddings. They're such, you know, fine women. I didn't realize, oh, you know, but this was the woman that he had already been married to. So therefore, they counted from the wedding before they came around with the police to check whether she had a baby. But meanwhile, she'd had the baby 3 months earlier. So now he was able to be hidden. So now, if that's the case, though, why does it have a lo yachla odat spino? I mean, I understand if they found immediately that she'd given birth, they'll find her. But if it's 3 months later, couldn't she have found like some kind of underground shelter for him or something? I mean, why can't she keep hiding him? Am I? Let her just keep hiding him at this point. Ella, they had a brilliant plan for baby radar. Actually, it was baby sonar. So what did they do? Kol eichad avishami mitzroy demityalda yenuka. Wherever there was information that a baby was born, they would bring an Egyptian baby there, the Mamta Yanuka Hasa, and have the baby cry so that you would have this sympathetic reaction. It's like Daf Yomi. One guy snores, the whole place is snoring. One guy yawns, the whole place is yawning. It's an old trick. So they learned it from the Mitzri. So they got this baby to cry, and then the other baby immediately cried, and their baby sonar worked like a charm. So you couldn't hide a baby anywhere. So you see that this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yam when the Egyptians were in the Yam Suf. So it's, so what's the point? So the Medrash Darshans, if you notice that the first, I mean, you don't notice because it's quoted wrongly here, but the first Shualim is written Malay, meaning foxes. The second Shualim is written without a vav, it's written Chaser. You can read that Shalim. Sha'alim are the Sha'alei Hayam, the shoals, as they say. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Yam, grab these people and hold them, because they brought the Sha'alim Ketanim, they brought the little fox, and they used that to be Mechabel, the Kerem of Yisrael, while it was Simadar. Simadar is the grape as it's just born and just starting to grow. That's exactly what they did. Therefore, they should be Nitfasim in the Yam. So this is a remez in the Pasuk, that they used the Sha'alim Ketanim in order, see, the problem is that the smiles are not contagious, only the yawns. And maybe this doesn't make any noise. Maybe the boker or is the only way to do it. There we go. It's Mamash Barnea's neighborhood. So she couldn't hide that. So what did she do? Continues the story. Now, why in the world, Richie, would they use gomer, which is like balsam, it's a light wood and cheap. I mean, if you're going to put your kid into a teva. I mean, don't you think you ought to make it maybe out of oak or something? Omer Rabbi Elazar, mikamet tzadikim shemamonam chaviv aleihem yoter migufam. Am I going to waste my money on some kind of little thing that's just a one-time usage? What am I going to put him into a beautiful sailboat here? So they used balsam. That's right. V'chokach lama, why is that true? That money means so much to tzadikim. Because it's really theirs. To everybody else, it's easy come, easy go. So who cares? You know, so waste your money. I mean, because after all, you know, a little bit of illegal stuff here, cheating over there, and you never really earn what you earn anyway. You know, it's all games. So in Poshtin, Yedeim Begezel, but tzaddikim, they don't play games. So the money really matters because it's a complete extension of themselves. It's not electronic money. It's not game money. It's something they really did. So then it's me. And therefore, it's chaviv. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani Omer, that's not the reason. It's the same reason they don't use steel bumpers anymore. They used to use steel bumpers. I mean, it makes sense. The whole point of a bumper is to make sure if there's a cow in the way, you get it out of the way. So, isn't that the way they have it? No, that must be. That's the cow catcher. Then they realized if you make the bumper out of plastic, it's even better because then it gets a bump and then it pops out again and it absorbs the impact. Same thing with balsam. So over there, let's say something hits it, so it absorbs the impact, bends in, and then goes out again. So it's a davar rach sheyachol la'amod b'fnei rach u'b'fnei davar rach b'fnei davar kasher. You see? Had Ford been learning the Daf Yomi, there wouldn't have been that entire period of using these ridiculously expensive, wasteful bumpers. No, that's what happens. Hafog ba v'hafog ba. V'tach mereya b'chimar u'v'zefet. This part they did learn. Although now you have to pay extra for it, the car dealer. So they put zefet mibachutz. Huh? They use zefet. They do the undercoating. They could charge you a lot of extra money. It's one of the things that they always add on. So that's, yeah, the zefet mibachutz. That's where your money is. It's in the zefet. So the zefet mibachutz, why? Kidei shelo yariach oto tzadik reach ra shel zefet. It doesn't smell very good. They didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu, was a great tzadik, should be in a smelly container, so they made it nice for him. Vatasem ba et hayeled, vatasem ba suf. What is the yeled? What is the suf? Reb Elazar, I'm a yamsuf. They actually put him in a yamsuf. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani says, I put him in a yamsuf. They put him in an agam that has suf. The suf means reeds. So it was an agam because you see, it says it uses the lashon by a suf. Kone v'suf kamelo. That's yorei matzor. Interestingly enough, there is a Scottish word which is actually absorbed into English, which is suf, although nobody knows how to pronounce it because it's been out of use for so long. The dictionaries don't tell you how to pronounce it. But some say it's supposed to be pronounced suf. It's spelled S-O-U-G-H. So what is suf? It's the whispering sounds on a seashore of the wind going through the reeds. So the yam suf is actually suf, or sef. Of course, some say sow. That's disgusting. I doubt it too. S-O-U-G-H. That's the English word, which is pronounced suf. Okay. So anyway, vatered bat paro lirchot salayor. Meanwhile, here comes bat paro, and she is washing. What does it mean, lirchot? It really is it up to us to know that, you know, Paro's daughter is taking a bath. We need all the gory details. Right? Just tell us, Paro's daughter saw him on the El of the Pshat is. That she at that moment had arrived at a commitment, really, not to follow Paro anymore. And right into her lap falls this opportunity to begurim gulas Yisrael. It's an incredible story. So v'cheinu omer, it's the same idea. The rechitza of Klal Yisrael from Avodah Zarah is called rachat Hashem. V'narotel holchot, how does that fit in? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ein alicha zu lashon mita. She was going to be rochetzet. The Narot were holchot, that means they were basically walking to their death. V'cheinu omer, hinei anochi holech lamut, because they attempted to stop her, as we'll see. And in the end, they died because of that. V'tera tateva betoch hasuf. So kiven dechazet ha-kaboy la-tzuli la-Moshe, when the girls that were with her saw that she was trying to save Moshe, amru la gvirtenu, madam, minagol shel olam melech basar v'dam gozer gzeira. Okay, you know, there may be people that don't like the gzeira and they try to get away. In kol olam kulo in mekayimim ota, at least banav u'bnei beito mekayimim ota. Look, his own family is going to be mechabit his gzeira. And you, at overet al gzeirat avich, you're trying to save Jews. Bo Gavriel v'chavtan bekarka. So Gavriel came and destroyed them and killed them. It's like an amazing story, you know, to think in modern terms, you know. Hitler's daughter opening up a shelter for Jewish children. Do you understand? It's like an unbelievable story. Right? This is the drama of this story, all done with little kids, with little girls. She meets another little girl. Little girl runs, brings mama. The whole thing is done with the vision of children about how they should be. And it's all about children, turning back into Nara. Miriam turns back into Nara later. Yocheved turns back into Nara. It's about youthfulness, the recapturing of youth, of youthful dreams. Vatelech, to follow the eights of a child. Beautiful story. Mamish, a beautiful story. How come nobody's smiling?
It's common.
Common! No. Comes along Gabriel and kills them all. So what is exactly Amata? I mean, you just said that they all died. So what's the Amata? So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah argue, Chanamar Yada. One says Amata means her hand. The Ama is the arm. It's a strange way of referring to stretch forth your arm. I mean, we generally say you stretch forth your hand, not you stretch forth your arm. So we're going to ask that. And Chanamar Shifchata, which we're going to ask, where did you have a Shifcha from if Gabriel killed him? So Mandi Amar Yada. Look, Amata means a Yad. Mandi Amar Shifchata. Well, why doesn't it say Yad if it means Yad? I mean, so it must mean the second meaning of Ama. How did she have a shifcha? I thought you said Bo Gavriel v'chavtam bekarka. Well, I mean, we didn't kill all of them. I mean, what's going to leave? A princess alone without her? I mean, come on. She's going to not have a valet. So therefore, shir lachoda, the lav urachar, the bat malkala, make him lachuda. And undoubtedly, that one probably knew how to watch her mouth after watching what happened to her friends. So, ulamandi omar yada, lichtov yada. So why say amata? No. Because you see, an ama is a reference to the part of the hand that we use as a measurement. It's a ruler, right? So it's very cute. So here's the ruler stretching forth a ruler. Why is he stretching forth a ruler? Must be because it's a tape measure, the yardstick. Exactly. So that must mean that her hand kept extending like a ruler, right? It's beautiful. So that was it's to be merames that her hand kept extending, and it teaches us hakamashman di ishtar vevishtarvuve di omar mar. When we were learning the sugya of Haman and of Ahasuerus, who stretched forth his scepter, so it says over there the scepter stretched out, it kept going until it got to Esther, and there it says you find the same thing in Patparo's hand, and you find the same thing with Og Melech Abashan's teeth. That over there is a shinei rishaim shibarta v'avresh lakish atikar shibarta ela shrivavta. So you mean you keep, it's what they call a plumber nowadays, you keep adding pieces of pipe. So they extend it, right? Keeps on growing. Vatiftach vatar ehu et hayeled. Now something's wrong over here because there are two objects to the verb to see. She saw him, the boy. Well, just say she saw the boy. What is she saw him, the boy? So why does it say vatar ehu? It should say vatera et hayeled mi boyle. No, it means that she saw two things. She saw him, meaning she saw the Shechina, she saw the presence of the Shechina with him, and then she saw him. V'hine na'ar bocher. A second ago he was a yeled, and now he's a nar. Which way is it? So kori la yeled v'kori la nar? Tanu, who yeled? Kolo kenar. It was a nar in terms of the bechia. It wasn't just the frantic crying of an infant. It was the sound of a child going through pain, which was a completely different emotional connection that she sensed. So that it was like there was an awareness there. Come on, if he sounded like a nar, I mean, so then he's got to be arrested. I mean, this is a mutation. You know, you want to make him a balmum, but he already sounds like a nar. So that can't be what it means. It means that she saw a nar that the mother had dressed him up like a chosin who was going to the chuppah. Why? Because she said, Shemelo eskele chupato, so at least let me dress him up like he's on his way to his chuppah, even though he may be on his way to his grave. But that's the hopes of a mother. Unbelievable. Vatachmola lavatomar miyaldeya ivrim ze minayad. How did she know that the boy was miyaldey ivrim? Omre b'yezber b'chanina shara'ata oto mahul. She saw that he was mahul. Now that's a problem, because according to one man, the Omar, he was nolad mahul. So it means he could have been anybody. I mean, why in the world would she think that he was Jewish if he was nolad mohu? So, I mean, the Mefarshim on the Medrash, there's an Eitz Yosef who says that she saw that they had been metif tambris. She must have been a big Talmidei Chachom. You know? So she saw that there was a mark on him of atofas tambris. But otherwise, how would she know that he was mohu? Sure, you can tell. Of course, you can tell the difference. There's no mark. There's always a mark where the orla is cut off. So she sees that he's naturally this. So she saw right away that he was Mialdeya Ivri. So, where are we up to? Emo. Why does it say ze? Why does it say who? Mialdeya Ivri, who? What's the ze? Om Rabbi Yochanan Lamed Shenitnab'a Shelo Midata. He was saying, this is the last of the Yeladim who will be thrown into the water. And Ein Acher Nofel. Why is that? Because Haynu Domer Rebbe Lazar. My Dechtiv. V'chi Omru Aleichem. This is great because the whole mocker of the Rambam who makes fun of the idea of the Ovot and the Yedonim. Right? So Yishayo HaNavi says, V'chi Omru Aleichem. Dirshu Ale Ovot V'Ale Yedonim. Ha-Mitzaf Tzafim V'Amagim. What do you mean Mitzaf Tzafim V'Amagim? Right, so there's a famous theory in the Rambam. Someone who says anybody who thinks that there's any value to this garbage, it's just that the Torah asked us to use these psychic phenomena, but it's not that they're not useful. This is an idiot. So people think that means that the Rambam holds that they don't work, and there's no such thing. But then the Rambam paskins the nafkamina when it comes to kishuv. If you really get kishuv, you just do achizat einayim. So what do you mean? I thought you just said it's a joke. So clearly the pshat is it's stupid. It will never get you anywhere. Exactly like over here. They have this vision. It's a real vision. It's a true vision. The guy who is going to be born to save the Jews is destined to be smitten by water. Drowned. Ah, drowned. Yes. Okay, let's go out and drown him. All right. His mother puts him into the Teva to save him. Oh, he's in the water. We sense he's in the water. It's over. You can stop killing the Jews. What actually had happened was that was the thing that saved him. Brought him into Paro's castle. Made him the guy that took Mitzrayim and in the end removed everything from Mitzrayim, and he's an Ish Mitzri. So everything they did was right, and you had to be Gozer even on the Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's Moshe's a Mitzri. Ish Mitzri Yitzilanu, right? So everything they said was right, and it was exactly the wrong thing to do, every step of the way. So they're saying, Magim, what are they? Mitzafzafim, they're babbling like a bunch of birds. It doesn't mean anything, that's the point. There's no tachlis in it. So the Mitzafzafim means they aren't Sofim, says the Gemara. But einam yodim matzofim, it doesn't mean anything to them. It's not that there's no psychic phenomena, they don't have some kind of vision. I have a vision. It's useless. It's a meaningless vision. Ma'agim einam yodim ma'agim. You want to make an experiment and see whether it makes any difference? No experiment has ever shown up a difference with psychic phenomena. So whatever it is that's going on, it's not something that has any measurable impact on anything. So ra'u shemoshiyam shel Yisrael b'mayim hulokas. So they have this vision. Okay, he's going to be killed in the mayim, meaning the Meimariva. So Amdu v'gazru, so then they say, okay, so throw all of the Egyptians into the water. They throw Moshe into the water to get him into Paro. So what happens? So they now have this vision. Oh, it's clear that he's already in the water. So bitlu l'gzerotayim. They went ahead and they were mevatel l'gzerotayim. They didn't even know what they were looking at in the first place. So everything that they did was stupid. The mayim did not mean he would be drowned. It meant mei meriva. When they didn't see the simon, it didn't mean he was thrown into the water. It means he was thrown into the boat in the water. But that didn't mean that he had died. And they didn't even know originally that it meant mei meriva. V'hainu d'yomer Reb Chaim b'Rebbe Chanina, mai dechtiv heima mei meriva sheravu. What's that heima mei meriva? Oh, those are the mei meriva. Just say the name of the place of the mei meriva. No, this is what it was referring to all along back when Mitztagnine Paro said that he was going to be killed on a mayim. That was the mei meriva. Shera'u itztagnine paro v'ta'u. V'hainu d'kamar Moshe. That's what Moshe says to Klal Yisrael. You know, you guys, sheish me'ot elef ragli. What's ragli? Ragli means liragli, meaning you're all mine. Bishvili, it's in my schus. Amala Moshe l'Yisrael bishvili nitzaltem kulchem. You know, all you guys survived. You know why you survived? Because the little Mosey boy was put into the water. And he stopped the whole gezerah from the beginning. They don't give me your chutzpah. What happened was that the day that he was thrown in was the 21st day of Nisan. The Shirat Hayam, the last day of Pesach, is the 21st of Nisan. He's going to be thrown into the water and will die in the Yam. No. Amru malachei asharei divnei hakadosh baruch hu ribono shel olam mi she'atid lekabel torah mi har sinai biyom ze yilakeh biyom ze. So bishlem elamani yomer b'shisha b'sivan. If indeed it's talking about the sixth of Sivan, it works out very well because Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar. Count 3 months. It says about tzipanei shloshayirachim, and you get to precisely the sixth day of Sivan. Perfect. So then all everything works out. So now b'shiva ba'adar atshishah b'nis b'sivan is exactly 3 months. That according to the Man Yomar, who also was the 21st day of Nisan, how do you get the idea that v'tetzpeneo shlosha yirachim? Where were the shlosha yirachim? It was obviously a pregnant year. I mean, all things about pregnancies. So you have Rov of Adar, and you have Rov of Nisan, it's 2 months. And then you have the whole middle month. So you have the end, in the end. That is a weird question. Why in the world would a kid come over and say, gee, should I get you a Jewish mother? No. Get me a black mother. I mean, why was she bringing up a Jewish mother? It must be, obviously, that Miriam watches, you know, and she sees they're trying to get a nursemaid for Moshe, and he's not taking. Why? We're going to give him goyish milk. It's cholavakum. Et mi yoredeya v'mi avin shmua. So l'mi yoredeya, l'mi avin shmua. Who will be given the right to be teaching dea? Who will be the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give the understanding of a shmua? Legimulei mechalav olatikei mishadayim. The one who they couldn't get to drink. The other drush is this, only somebody who's ready to spit out the milk he had at his mother's breasts is zeichet to understand Torah. Otherwise, it's all about you again. But this meaning is, who is the one to give Torah? The one who never took from these tummy breasts. Vatumer labat paro lechi. Omer Rabbi Elazar melamed shalcha. And then it says, vatelecha alma. What do you call it, an alma? Melamed shalcha bezvizut ke alma. She went with that youthful enthusiasm, zoomed to get the mother. Alma means she'elima dvorea. It's a lashon of in secret. In other words, there was an unspoken understanding between her and Bat Paro. So she said, should I get you? Bat Paro understood that, of course, it's going to be the mother. I mean, everything clicked. It was clear. There's a little girl watching, waiting. She had child is that this is a dozen. Virtually. So, you know, it's obvious that there's an amazing picture here of two youngsters in cahoots. But Paro, Hitler's daughter, with this little Jewish girl who was basically Amram's daughter, right? And they both have visions that are the opposite of their parents' visions. And they both get together to make it happen. It's a stunning story. It's just like, you know, if you'd write a book about it, nobody would notice, which is exactly what happened. That's how they don't believe. They don't even notice the story. It's a brilliant story. Anyway, so she goes. And she brings him to her. So she says to the mother, Hey lichi atayelaza. Well, you know, that's what hey lichi means. Mitnab'av en yodad ma mitama. Hey lichi means hashalechi. Here is your kid. So here, you can have your kid. Vani atein et tzcharech and I'll pay you. Omrib chamer b'chanina. Well, lo dayan letzadikim shebach zvim le'bavidatam. Not only do you get back the kid, but they're going to pay you for taking back the kid. It means you're better off than you were before. Ela, shenodnim lehem tzcharan. Vatikach Miriam ha-Neviyah. We find later on that she is called, why is she called Achot Aaron? Why is she called Achot Aaron? Well, she's not Achot Moshe. I mean, Moshe was a pretty big guy at that point. She was re-singing his song. You know, so until now we were all singing her song. But at this point, she's singing Moshe's song. So why does it call her the sister of Aaron, of all things at that moment? Achot Aaron, v'lo achot Moshe. Omer of Amram, who else? Omer Rab. V'amr l'amr of Nachman, Omer Rab. All right, so it wasn't really Reb Amram. Melamed shaita mitnabat, shaita achot Aaron. What does this teach us? That there was a point in her life where she was a Nevi'ah that only had one brother, Aaron. So it must mean that she had a Nevi'ut, the Omeret, while she was the sister of Aaron alone, and she said, "Atidai mai imi shetelet bein shemoshia et Yisrael." So there's going to be a miracle in this family. And kivan shenolad Moshe nitmale kol habayit kula. Or when Moshe was born, the house was filled with light. Omad avia v'nashkal rosha. So her father kisses her and says, "Biti nitkaima nevuatech." Kivan shitilu liyor. When they had to put him into the boat, so comes her father and smashes her on the head. You idiot. I can't believe you actually had me fooled there for a minute. You know, here I believed in this garbage, which of course why it says that vatetatzava choto merachok l'deya maya aselo. What's the pshat? Leida maya besof nevuato. What is going to be with it, with my nevias? I know it's going to happen. And that was her song. V'kalev ben chetzron olid et azuvai shavet yiriyot ve'el b'nei ha'yesher v'shova v've'ardon. What do you mean, ben chetzron? He's kalev ben yifuneu. No, that just means ben shepinapana mi'atzat meraglim. V'akati ben kenazu, d'chtiv v'yikateot, n'yal ben kenaz, achi kalev, omar rava chogrod kenaz avi. Deken amin d'chtiv ha'knizi, instead of saying ben kenaz, shmo amina. Azuva zo Miriam, v'loma nikra shema azuva, shakol azvua metchilata. Holid, alo mincva havinasi, v'loma Rabbi Yochanan, kol anose isha l'shem shamayim, ma'ale alav ha'gatuv ki ilu yalada, yiriot shayu paneha domim li yiriot. V'ela baneha, atakri baneha, ela boneha, referring to her husband, that he was yesha, shishet atzvo shuvav, shivevet yitzro, Ardon Yaradat Yitzro, Ikrama Shaya Paneha, she changed and became Domim Leveret. La Ashkura Vita Koa Yushtenashim, Chelevenara Ashkur is Kalev also, long to Shwashkur. Shushru Panavitaniot, Avi Shinaslakaf, Tekoa, Takat Libola Viv Shabashamayim. A Yushtenashim means Nasa Miriam, Kishtenashim, Chela Venara, Chela Venarave. Ela betchila chala'a, because she was ill. Ela besov na'ara. Uvenei chala tzeret v'tzohar v'etnan. So tzarat is shenasi tzara l'chavroteha. Tzohar shayopane adomim l'ketzohorayim. Etnan shikola ro'e ota, molich etnan l'ishto. V'yitzav paro l'chalamo omer b'yezbe b'chanina. Af alamo gazar. V'omer b'yezbe b'chanina. Rabbi Yossi, rather, Bachanina. Sholash gezeros gazar betchilaim ben uvimiterato. Lubisov, yukala ben yelodeshichua. Lubisov, hafalamo gazar. Vayelech ish vibet levi lechan alach. Om Rabbi Yudav bar Zivda shalach batzat bito. Tana amram gadol adoraya. Kivan shara paro arasha kashkala ben yelodeshichu. Omar, what? Shobanu amelim. Omar vigireshet ishto omdukula mikishuot nishoteya. Amra lo bito hambak, shigzeret chayot ha-mishon paro. Paro lo gazel ha-zacharim ha-gazel ha-nigzeret ha-negevot. Paro lo gazel ha-bolam ha-zatot, bolam ha-zehul ha-olam ha-ba. Paro ha-urasha, sofik mitkayem, gzeret ha-sofik ene mitkayemet. Ata tzadik, vaday shigzeret ha mitkayemet. Shenema vatik zor amar vayokam lach. Omar v'gziret ishto, omdu kulam v'gziru nishutayem. Vayikach, vayachzor mi bo elay. Omri vira berabit zvina, min shasa lo maase lekuchin. Hoshiva bapiryon, v'aharon u'miriam merakdim lefaneha. U'malachi ha'shet amurayim b'amani v'smecha. Et bat levi? Efshe bat meho, shloshim shana v'kar le bat levi? Omri b'chama berabichini, yes, yes. And zi yochevet shvata b'derech v'leid ota b'nechomot. V'she yada ota levi b'nitzrayim, leta b'nitzrayim, v'na ota b'nitzrayim. Omri b'di, yes. No du basimenei narud. Vatara Ishavatelit Ben. What do you mean? Vatara. Avim Yabra Beit Lata Yarchami Kor, we'll see later. Om Rav Yudah Ben Zvina Makish Leidatel Orata. Ma Orata Shalom Betzar, Av Leidatel Shalom Betzar. Mikan Nashim Tzitkaniot, Shalom Ayub Bepitka Shel Chava. Vatero Oto Kitovu. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer Tov Shmo. Rabbi Yudah Omer Tovya Shmo. V'lechem Yomer Hagun Leviyot. Acherim Omerim Nolat Kshumahul. V'chachomim Omerim. בשעה שנולד משה, נתמלא הבית כולו אור, כי בך אבטר אותו כי טוב הוא, כי הוא יר להם את האור כי טוב. ותצפדנו שלושה ירחים, וואי. דלו מונו מצוין למשרה דהדרה, והיא אבי מיאבר ותת ירחם מיקורה, ולא יכלו עוד עצפינו, ועוד ספרם, תצפינו ותזו. אלא כל היך דאבי שם ממצרוי, תמדיעה לינוקה, ממת ינוקה על ההתן, כי איך לשתמוי, ומאבי בעדיו. דכתיב החזו לנו שואלים, שואלים, קטנים מחבלים קרמים, וחרמנו סמדר. ותיקח לו תיבת גומר, מה ישנה גומר? אומרו בלו זה מכאן הצדיקים שממונם חביב עליהם יותר מגופם, וכל כך למה לפי שאין פושטין ידיהם בגזע. רב שובה ברחמני אומר דובר רך, שיכול לעמוד בפני דובר רך ודבר קשה. ותחמריה בחמר ובזפת, תחמר בפנים, וזפת מבחוץ, כדי שלא יריח אותו צדיק, ריח רע. ותוסם בו את הילד, ותוסם בסוף, רב לא זה בים סוף, רב שמוע מלך מני אומר, אגם, כתפקנה וסוף כמלו, כמלו. ותרד בת פרו לרחוץ על היעור, Given the cause of the Kabbalah, Tzilun Amor Shemula, Givirteinu, Minagor Shel Olam, Melech Bas Betam Gozer Gzera, Al Kol Olam Kolo, maybe Ein Mekayimim Ota, but at least Banavu Bnei Beito Mekayimim Ota, Va'at Overet Al Gzerat Avich, Bar Gabriel Vechaftan Bekarka, Va'tishlach Et Amata Va'tikacheu, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechem Yechad Amar Yada, Vechad Amar Shivchata. So man, Yomar Yada, Aktiv Amata, Man Yom Shivchata, Amin Lo Aktiv Yada, Man Yom Shivchata, Amartak Bar Gabriel Vechaftan Bekarka. No, she had a lava regard about Malka, the make him the Huda. Well, the man, the Yomar Yada, Lichtov Yada, Hakamash Malan, the Starvi Vishtarvuvi, the Yomar Mar, Vakinatamotzi, Bamata Shabbat Paro, Vakinatamotzi, Bishine Rishaim, the Khtiv Shine Rishaim Shibarta, Vamresh Lakish, Altika Shivarta, Ella Sheriff Avta. Vatiftach Vatar Ehu et Hayale, Vaterami Boyle, Omre Bezri Vakinishra, Atashina Imo. Vine na'ar boche, korila yelet, korila na'ar. Which one? Tana, who yelet? The koloke na'ar. Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda, the Rebbe Lechem, he can't say to him, Moshe Rabbeinu Balmum. El melamit she'astalo imo chupat nurim bativa. Amra, shemelo eskele chupato. Vatachmol alav atomar miyalde ivrim ze mina yada'a. Om Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Lechem, she'ra'ata oto ma'ul. Ze, om Rebbe Yehuda, she'na'ba v'lov midata. Ze nofel, ve'in acher nofel acharav. אני אומר רבי אלעזר, מה ידכתיב? וכי אמרו עליכם, דרשו על האובות ועל הידעונים, המצפצפים והמאגים. צופים ואינם יודעים מה צופים. מאגים ואינם יודעים מה המאגים. ראו שמשה אנשי ישראל במים הלוקר. So when I had עמדו וגוזו כל הבין הילוד, היורת השליחו. כיוון שעדיו על המשה, אמרו תולו חזינם כי היו סימנה. בוטו לגזרות, אני לא רוצים, זה אידיאריק. הם אינם יודעים שעל מי מריבה הוא לוקר. ואני יודע מרבי רבי חנינה, מה ידכתיב? המה מי מריבה שרבו. Means, המה שראו יצגנים פרעה וטעו. ואני יודע כמה משה, 600,000 רק לי, אמרו למשה לישראל, בשבילי ניצלתם כולכם. רבי חנינה בר פופו, מאותו היום 21 בסיוון היה. אמרו מלאכי אשרי לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, מי שעתיד לומר שירה על הים ביום זה, ילקה ביום זה. רווח רבי חנינה אומר, אותו היום שישה בסיוון היה. אמרו מלאכי אשר לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, מי שעתיד לקבל תורה מהר סיני ביום זה, ילקה ביום זה. זה בשביל מה אני אומר בשישה בסיוון. זאת אומרת, משכחת לשלושה ירחים. דמר אמר, בשבעה באדר מת, בשבעה באדר נולד משה. So, me, Shiva, Badar, Shisha, Bezivan, Tlati, Yarche. Elamandi, Omer, Besrim, Yachad, Benisan, Hechem, Ashkachat, La. Now, Otashana, Muberet, Aita. So, Ruboshel, Rishon, Ruboshel, Achron, and then Adashini, which was the Emtzai, Shalem. Vatomra, Choto, Bat Paro, Ha'elech, Vagrat, Shemin, Eken, Min, Ivriot, Mapitom, Min, Ivriot, Melamid, Yechziru, and Amashal, Kolam, Mitzriot, Kulam, Voloyanak. אמר, פה שעתיד לדבר עם השכינה, ינהג דבר תמי. היינו לכתיב את מי יורה דעה ומי ימין שמועה? לגמולי חלב ולעתיקי משדיים. ותאמר לבת פרעה, לכי. אמר רב אלעזר, מלאה מתשאלך בזהירות, ותהיה לך עלמה כעלמה. ושוב הלך, מי אומר? העלמה מי שהעלימה את דבריה. ותאמר לבת פרעה, הליכי את הנער הזה. אומר רב חמר ברבי חנינה, מתנבאה, ואינה יודעת מה מתנבאה. הליכי, השלכי, אני אתן את שכרך, אומר רב חמר ברבי חנינה, לא דיין לצדיקים שמחזירים לנו עבודתם, אלא נותנים להם שכרם. ותיקח מרים הנביאה אחות אהרון, ולא אחות משה. אומר רב אמרם, אמר רב, אמר רב נחמן, אמר רב מלמד, שהייתה מתנבאה כשהיא אחות אהרון. והיא אומרת, עתידה עם מי שתלד בן של משה עד ישראל, כיוון שנולד משה נתמלא כל הבית כולו האור. עומד אביה ונשקה ראשה, אמר לה, ביתי נתקיימה נבואתך, כיוון שתילו ליאור, עמד אביה וטפחה בראשה. אמר לה, נו, ביתי, איך הנבואתך? והיינו דכתיב, ותתעצב אחותו מרחוק לדעה מה יעשה לו. לדע מה יהיה בסוף נבואתה.